John Samuel Schenker is waiting on deck for Auburn. 2-1. Line drive, back up the middle, base hit, another run is in. 23-0 Tigers, extra bases perhaps, Moore digging for second, he's got it. In there with a head first slide. Brody Moore, there is no letdown in him whatsoever. All right, Andy, thank you very much. We are visiting with Brody Moore, a career-high 7 RBIs tonight, and drove in runs on 6 straight trips to the plate. Brody, can you hear us okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. War Eagle to you. What a night. Just kind of take us through the message before the game and what it was like to be a part of that dugout as the hit parade was just coming one after the other tonight.
Oh, it was awesome. You know, hitting's always contagious, and when we got guys that can just pass the bat down to the next guy and go at-bat to at-bat, not worry about the scoreboard, not worry about the team we're playing, just going out there and just going at to bat. Butch was talking about you're not responsible for the runner on the base, you're responsible for your at bat. And I think we all took that to heart and just passed it down, teammate to teammate.
Is it a challenge, Brody, to take that approach? I mean, when you see maybe the other team's pitcher struggling and he's giving you good stuff to hit, is it a challenge not to try and do too much? Just kind of take us through, you know, where your head has to be to go where the ball is pitched and to stay within yourself in an at-bat.
Well, Gabe does a great job with us. He teaches us our approach, and our approach is not always just stay short, stay through the ball, never get big, never get those big eyes, and just stay short and let the big things happen. And I think that results greatly in what we did tonight. We were out here we were ready to come out here and compete, and I think we did a great job of doing what Gabe teaches us to do.
How soon will you be asking if your dad had 7 RBIs?
I'll definitely ask him right after this is over.
Talk to us about the rest of this lineup. I mean, you're right in the middle of it tonight, and you know, 33 runs, that's a school record. This is a potent offense right all up and down a batting order, isn't it?
Yes, sir. I mean, we've got guys that that just love each other, and we'll just always pass it down and do whatever we can to get somebody in across the plate. And I think that helps a lot when the guys are so close. I know with, like, Corona and everything, we're not able to hang out as much and everything, but it's just we're still just really close, and I think that contributes a lot to it.
Thoughts on the defense of this group tonight? Turn a couple of double plays, and really the first 5 games of this season, particularly on the infield, it's been a real strong defensive team.
Yes, sir. I think this year we've had more depth than we have in the past. I think whatever guys Gabe and Butch choose to put in the lineup that day, I think everybody in the dugout's got confidence behind them that they're going to go out there, they're going to make every play, make every routine play look easy, and I think that's just one of the strong points that we have on this defense.
All right, before we let you go, thoughts on this weekend? You guys will head to Texas tomorrow. You get Oklahoma, Baylor, and Texas A&M. How excited are you? How excited is the group for these 3 games in Texas?
Oh, we're all really excited. We didn't get to go play anywhere else besides Plainsman Park last year, and it's just we haven't played anywhere in a long time, and it's just going to be awesome. We're all just pumped and ready to see different play, ready to see different dirt, and react to how that dirt's going to play. And it's just something that we're all, like, really excited to go to.
Sure. Well, you're a part of history tonight. You set an Auburn record for runs in a game with 33, and you drove in 7 of them. Brody Moore, thanks very much for the time. War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
So a runner aboard, and here is Pierre Bruton.
They gave him a hit.
Okay. Third hit of the day. His second for Alabama A&M. The pitch. Ground ball right back to the pitcher. Flips to second for one to first base. Double play. 1-6-3. Buddy, that's the way you play it right there.
Sure is. Now we visit with head coach Butch Thompson. Coach, congratulations. This the numbers are there, of course, but this team played, I thought it looked from up here, really crisp, really sharp from start to finish in this game tonight.
It's about as much professionalism I've seen in 9 innings of respect an opponent. We just continued to have at bats. It never got stale. We got into this game offensively after not scoring in the first and second via the bunt. We had 2 or 3 bunts, and then you saw another collection of runs being scored in this game because the middle infield was back and guys were willing to hit a ground ball to knock in a run. We had several sacrifice flies in the moment. And we did have a lot of balls hit hard in the middle of the field and through both gaps. But the professionalism to respect our opponent, the professionalism to try to play the game at a very high level. And then you look at your last three relievers. They threw about 28 pitches and about 24 strikes out of three different relievers coming into the ball game. You mentioned the double plays. That last double play that Carson Skipper started, you could just sense that the anticipation, the strong feed, there was just a lot of confidence in that throw. And I guess start to bottom with, you know, really two teams played for us tonight, and everybody contributed, but everybody just had a professionalism that I wish we could really that's what we talked about. You know, this plays at Plainsman Park. This plays on different dirt. This plays at different times of the year. As long as you can get past whatever distractions or whatever else is out there, this plays because we played the game of baseball and respected it and played it at a very consistent high level for nine innings.
We could go up and down the order because you mentioned everybody, essentially two teams worth of guys contributed tonight. One I want to point out in particular is Steven Williams, though. Four walks in the first four games. He drew the intentional walk tonight. Sacrifice fly for his first RBI, and then he got a couple of doubles in a row. He's shown that maturity to be content to take what he was given, and then he was given a couple of balls to hit really hard tonight. He was able to do that.
And that's maturity. That defines it to another level. He's had his walks. He's had the ground ball in the middle of the field to score the run and get the RBI. And then, you know what? He probably needed, especially that backside double right there that's head high the other way. He finally had a couple of those swings that I know Gabe's like, you know, once he gets going, he can really get going. And a couple of those swings tonight were hopefully what he needed to really get going. But he's had great at-bats the entire season so far.
Your thoughts, Coach, on taking the professionalism that you saw tonight, the maturity tonight, and taking that into a premier weekend out in Round Rock against Oklahoma, Baylor, and Texas A&M?
Yeah, it's not taking anything different. Mm-hmm. We talked about in our pregame that this was actually the first game of the College World Series for us today. This was a very important game. This was a championship game of the SEC tournament. This was, you know, a game in a regional tournament. When we get our program, can take the next step and the next level. When this game tonight is the same as one of those, and we don't have to alter what type of game you play when you get in a scenario where it's like more's involved or it's bigger stakes, and we can get to where there's one way to play this game, that'll keep us off of an emotional roller coaster and get us playing good, consistent baseball.
Coach, we'll let you go. We know you got a lot of planning to do before your team leaves out tomorrow. War Eagle, congratulations on this one. Thank you for the time.
War Eagle.
That's head coach Butch Thompson, and Andy, I think he's excited about the way his team, and he should be.